Risenstein, Victory 91.5. Ray Haynes is here, our general manager, as he has done since the fall, coming in to preach on the feasts, to teach on the feasts. And you don't have to write everything down. There's going to be a lot of information as he teaches on the Feast of Weeks, the Pentecost, and the wedding.
It's just very, very cool. The Hebrew word for it is Shavuot.
That means Shavuot.
Everybody is going to, you can just jump on Hebrew any way you want to. So if you want to go Shavuot or Shavuot or however, it's weeks basically.
Right,
and
right.
Ultimately,
I'm just trying to think of how I heard it.
And, okay.
And how I heard it and didn't understand it back then.
Well, and that's the thing. The chances are you've probably never heard any teaching on this because it's just way too big. No one in their right mind would do this. But we go through all the feasts here. And so this is the last of the spring ones. I was here exactly 50 days ago. And we wrapped up three feasts in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And that was Passover, First Fruits, and Unleavened Bread.
We were so full.
It was a serious feast. But if all those, all the other feasts, this would be all of them on steroids. It's that big. It's that huge. It's that massive. And so we are going to just kind of take it one piece at a time. And, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And same kind of concept. So if you go back to Passover, you should cook it first, I'm guessing. But Passover, think of the crucifixion. But also think it's our betrothal to God, our engagement for us, our listeners. So he didn't sacrifice some cash for a ring. He gave his perfect life to redeem our every failure. So you're already getting a concept of where the wedding is going when you see what Jesus finally does. But it's also, think about all the way back to Egypt here. What's going on from God's perspective? God redeems us from a really bad relationship. We're enslaved.
That's right.
I mean, they went there willingly and ended up as slaves. Sin was like a Pharaoh who enslaved all of us. And so whenever you think of him dealing with sin, think of being in that bad relationship. Go back through your life before marriage, before the one that worked. Go back and think, you know, whether it's your flaws, your sins, your failures, or an actual relationship. That is everything before God begins this journey. So, at First Fruits, you have the resurrection. Pretty exciting. And then you count 50 days forward, and that's where we are today. Also in there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which represents our sinless walk. But it is a sinless walk of grace. We don't actually ever actually do it right. We always need grace every moment, every day. So,
how about it?
I mean, thank you, Jesus, who created all these things. So today, it's the last of them. It's the spring feasts, the Feast of Weeks or Pentecost. Now, you hear the word Pentecost, you probably should be thinking the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's a huge part of this. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at all throughout history here. So we're going back and forward and looking through all these things. But basically, it's an interesting time as well because the Feast of Weeks is the only festival that doesn't have an actual date. You know, every one of us on a certain day in a certain month. Passover is the 14th day of that month, Unleavened Day, the following day. But in Scripture, this one is from the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, which was first fruits. Count off 7 full weeks. 7 times 7 is 49. You add 1 because it's the next day, so you 50 days. So some people consider it the rapture of the church because the date is unknown. But most consider that to actually be Rosh Hashanah, which is a fall feast. But more likely, the reason that it doesn't have a date and why it's such a significant is what happened 2,000 years ago, which was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So it is the wedding day. So when the Holy Spirit came to dwell with man, that was that deposit. That was the wedding ring of what is to come.
Wow.
So this journey, as we're saved, we're baptized, we overcome, we endure, we meet Christ in the air, and we marry on Mount Zion. So we're going to go back all the way to Sinai, to that first mountain, and kind of watch what goes on. Keep in mind, Passover, 50 days ago, our betrothal or engagement. Jesus dies, rises from the grave, stays 40 days, then leaves, promising he'll return. That's what happened 2,000 years ago. Go back to the beginning of Jewish marriages. Before the wedding, the groom leaves for an unspecified amount of time. It's not really known exactly when he'll return. Goes to prepare a place for his bride to live. So Jesus ascends from Mount Zion, promising to return for the disciples. And in Revelation, we learn that he will, in fact, return to Mount Zion. And why does he come to Mount Zion? He's coming to get his bride. The first Feast of Weeks for Moses and the Israelites coming out of Egypt was celebrated at Mount Sinai. Now, that's the law was given. But there is so much more to the story. The Ten Commandments was the vows or the marriage contract. Mm-hmm. And if you've only ever read the law as the law, you've missed the whole point.
Right.
You've read it from the point of man, but not the point of God. Bad news, the wedding was an epic fail. Revelation 21 has our new vows, which are very cool vows. But Mount Sinai, all the people gather at the foot of Mount Sinai, and God declares out loud the Ten Commandments. So this is the voice of God. This is the preacher in front of the service performing the wedding. So now you all think, when you think the Ten Commandments, you think of the tablets, Moses with the tablets. Mm-hmm. I've got the Ten Commandments. But that happens afterwards. Mm-hmm. He first, out loud, talks to all the people, because all of the other stuff, we really never know if that was going to happen or not going to happen. It didn't have to happen. But the wedding failed. So it was kind of, we don't know really, is this plan two? We really have no idea. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like the Garden of Eden. What could have happened if? And so this is a big if, but Deuteronomy 4, let me read you just a piece of it here. Then you came near and stood, he's talking to the Israelites.
Right.
He's reminding them 40 sure. years later. Then you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the midst of heaven. All right, so we're not talking just a little bit of fire. It's burning all the way up as high as they could see. They're getting a little scared. Wow. It's burning with fire, with darkness, cloud, and thick darkness, which means generally in scripture, really, really scary. And the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. So all they're seeing is, you know, they're in an earthquake. Think of every bad thing you could think of. And you heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might observe them in the land which you cross over to possess. Now, after this encounter, the elders actually have a wedding feast with God on the mountain. These are the things you read over in scripture. Mm-hmm. And then you get the 10 stones. So Exodus 24, then Moses went up with Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders. So you got 74 people here. And they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone. And it was like the very heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate and drank. And that's Exodus 24. So Mount Sinai, in this case, is what's called the huppah, the sure. wedding canopy over right. their heads. Mm-hmm. And so these guys go up, you have the wedding feast. So all mm-hmm. the things that we'll experience in Revelation, they're having at Mount Sinai. Unfortunately, it all goes really, really bad, really, really quick. And we're going to jump into the Ten Commandments, as you've probably never looked at them next.
Interesting. Our church is starting a Ten Commandments series this Sunday. So this is the perfect timing.
It'll give you a very different look.
All right, so if you didn't write down every single thing Ray said, sorry. No, it's going to be posted at the Victory Facebook page. And do you think that the notes would be helpful as people could?
Oh, yeah, we'll post those too.
As we go along this morning, can the notes be posted? Or
like a
be
Bible
more
study.
Complicated.
The notes are complicated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to, well, it's like 14 pages, so okay. we'll post the whole thing, one document okay. for you.
Okay. There we go. It'll be posted at the Victory 91.5 Facebook page, but each of these segments will be posted as we go along this morning. Reisenstein, Ray Haynes, it's Victory 91.5, Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, the wedding.